Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the
But I still can't hear you, Jess. Can I have your cell phone? Jessica, on your phone, go ahead and call this number for me. So I'll have you call Art's phone on your phone.
There we go. Hello?
Oh, hi.
There we go. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So we are live. So I'll give a quick intro to everyone. And I want to say thank you. We'll go live on Facebook really fast, too, so everyone can join us there. But thank you, Vanessa, for joining the Balanced Boss Radio today. And for all those listening, thanks for bearing with some of the technical things that always come along with all this fun stuff. We're here at Balanced Boss Radio with the amazing Vanessa. And at Balanced Boss Radio, we are really here to talk about how to integrate health into our lives and make ourselves really feel stronger, more confident, and more energized with the little ways we can integrate things into our lives. And so Vanessa here has just a brief intro, and I'm sure I'm not going to do it justice, so I can't wait for you to share with everyone. But Vanessa is a full-time optometrist, an avid runner, and a foodie, and the awesome thing that she does is run it up. And so to combine that all in one, she basically eats everything she wants. It's not about calorie counting. It's not about sacrificing things as long as you burn it off and have a passion for taking care of that business and balancing it out, and you still are able to fit it all in. So I'd love for you to just give us a little bit of some background about you to share with everyone, and then also a little bit about how you started getting into running.
Sure. So hi to everyone watching. I'm Vanessa. Jessica just mentioned, I am an optometrist now, just recently graduated. A little bit of my history, always loved food and eating, but it was always that fine line of, I want this, but oh my gosh, I'm going to gain weight. How many calories? And when I moved to New York, I made a lot of great friends who were really big foodies, and we would go out and eat. And one of my good friends from school, Lena, her Instagram, The Sweet Life of Lena, has amazing food pics, and I would always join her and go eat the food with her, and was like, wow, you know, this is really awesome. But all of a sudden, I was like, how do you guys burn this off? And then I started joining the New York Roadrunners and racing with them. And I did my first race, was like, okay, not bad. And then thought, I was like, wow, I wonder if I could go faster. And the competition with myself of just encouraging myself to beat my previous time kind of caught on. And then I realized, well, now I'm really hungry because I'm always running. So then I would go out and have more food and really had an appreciation for the different restaurants and would see people taking pictures, but they're not eating the food. And I'm like, well, it's really good food. And they're like, oh, well, you know, we just can't really do it. I was like, well, just go run. So I started going, taking pictures of food like them, but calculating, well, I have to train for my marathons anyways. What meals would run it off? And that kind of became the passion of, okay, yeah, I can eat this pizza. I can eat my pecan pie, the ice cream, usually right after or the day before a long run, because I knew, A, I needed the calories, and I would be running it off anyways. So it kind of stuck, and people never actually believe that I eat what I see. If they see the burgers and pizzas until they sit down with me, they're like, oh, my gosh, you just ate all that. And then in the morning, they're like, oh, what'd you do this morning? I was like, oh, I went out and ran, you know, my 18-miler. And I was like, what? I had the burger. I needed to go run it off. And it kind of just became a fun passion of mine.
That's awesome. And also in New York, like, what a perfect way where the food is just amazing and perfect place to start that kind of calculation and journey. And so I know that so for all of you listening, there's a couple of things just I want to share with you. First is if you want to call in with any questions throughout the show, feel free to do so. And the number for you for that is 646-716-7979. You can also head over to Living Aligned on Facebook. There's a page there, and you can see us talking live on a Facebook live stream. And then a little fun fact for those who don't know how Vanessa and I know each other, we actually got to play soccer in college together. And so, Vanessa, tell us a little bit about you grew up playing soccer all the time. It was like your favorite sport. And so how you transitioned into running and what that transformation looked like for you, both physically and kind of on a mental side.
Okay. Well, for a lot of people who don't know me, when we were playing college soccer back in college, I tore my ACL, which was probably the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I was defeat, miserable, but went back to playing soccer. Moved out to New York, tore my ACL again, and then I tore my meniscus. And at that point, the doctor finally told me, you know what, you can't keep playing soccer. And I was devastated. And I was like, can I ever run? Can I ever work out? And he kind of told me, he goes, yeah, you just can't move side to side. Go straight. So I said, all right, I'll just run straight. And so it became just part of getting back into the physical activity, getting my legs strong again. And when I was in New York, I was doing the races and playing soccer. And since I basically can't play soccer anymore, once a day on my birthday, I allow myself to play soccer. I just started really running to try to get back in shape and kind of get out the frustration of not being able to play soccer, because that was my ability to really stress. I was in school, tests, assessments. It was crazy. And running really just became a way to get away from everyone, get away from anything, work out any anxiety, think about, you know, issues or things I had coming up. It really became my personal time. And I noticed that I started just feeling better about the outlook in life and everything I was doing because, yeah, I was miserable sometimes running, but the ability to actually just think through and process things really helped in the long run keep myself focused and, well, aligned.
Perfect. Yeah, exactly. And I feel like that's something I talk about all the time, is how that foundation of your health is something that really has such a big effect on your productivity and on your focus and everything like that, because it's almost like a cleansing of stress, a cleansing of so many different things. And then obviously I think of it as a biological level, and I'm sure with your experience in optometry, you have a love for biology too. But
yes.
Our cells need that kind of cleanse as well, just on a toxicity level. And when you rehydrate or refuel with different types of foods, it just makes such a big difference on your overall well-being, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
So when you got started with running, I know you talked about how you said, was there a way to get faster? And I think a lot of people listening in think about that in their careers or even in their workouts, like, can I get stronger? Can I get promoted? Can I get all these things? So I'd love to hear kind of what you did to measure yourself in running. And then we can kind of see, you know, I feel like it definitely relates to how people who run with you as well. And then people who want to relate it to their other goals that they have.
No, absolutely. So in terms of running, you know, everyone has a starting point. No one's the fastest sprinter in the world. Okay, maybe Usain Bolt. He doesn't count. But right away, and it's really all about having a plan. So for me, I would start running my marathons, but it's not, you know, you wake up the next day and you're like, I'm going to run a marathon. It's about a 3 to 4 month process, but you start slow. You have your weekly goals. You have your monthly goals. And you kind of plan ahead. So in terms of running, I already know for the most part from if I was starting to train today to my race 3 months ago from now, I could tell you on any day what training I'll be doing. So I plan accordingly. I have my weekly workouts already planned. And if life gets in the way or I have a meeting come up, I know ahead of time and I adjust accordingly. So in jobs and work too, if you know where you want to go, you're great. You have your long-term goal. You have your marathon goal. But now you need your month goal of where do you want to be in your training there. And then you break that down into your week goal. But you need to allow for some breathing room. And for us, that's our rest days, which is really hard to do once you're really into running. But, you know, you do need to rest and recoup and give yourself a break. If you miss a workout, you can't, you know, beat yourself up. But you know what? I'm going to try harder on that workout. So it's the same with business. Give yourself a little goal. I want to finish this major project, but break that project into little projects. And, you know, if you don't get it, give yourself that one rest day leeway to allow yourself to make it up. And if you hit the goals, next thing you know, when you have, you know, only 13 miles to run, you're like, oh, I only have a half marathon today. I don't have to do 22. And my family knows this exactly. They couldn't run past 3, and now they're like, well, I'm only supposed to do 6. I don't know if it's worth it. And I laugh at them because you think that sounds crazy, but when you slowly build it up, you can get there. And that's the same with running marathons, any distance, the couch to 5K, you know, go walk a lap, run a lap, walk a lap, run a lap. Next time you try it, run 2 laps, walk 1 lap, run 2, and then you slowly build it up. And that's kind of how you start making your distances, and you go a little bit farther and a little bit farther, and next thing you know, you get your goal.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. I think you described it so perfectly. I've been reading this book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Blank, and it's really good, but something that they talk about is that you never get rid of problems, and he talks about it in the book. He said you only upgrade your problems, and so I think it's like you're saying, like, 3 miles at one point probably seems really hard, or, you know, losing 60 pounds or whatever people's goals might be. It might seem really big when you're first looking at it, but then you look at it later like, oh, I can work out 4 days a week. I can work out 5 days a week. That's easy, but you might only start with 2, and that's great. That's just how you break it down, and you just upgrade your problems over time.
Absolutely.
Cool. So, I know that I follow you on Instagram and I love seeing your posts. Obviously the running ones are really motivational, but also the food ones are like salivating to just look at the photos that you have. So where can people follow you to get some of that goodness?
So on my Instagram, it's at run it off, but it is a run with a period, it with a period and off. That's my Instagram handle. And then my website, runitofflife.com, I post my workouts there. I do race recaps, and I also do food reviews. And on my Instagram, I focus more on my workouts, what I did, where I ran. I take plenty of running selfies, but then also the food that I enjoy after. And, yes, for the most part, my husband does help out a little bit, but we eat everything that's on there. And I will try to correlate, hey, to eat this and run it off, this is how far you have to run. But it's really just about that, yes, indulging, but really being aware of, well, I ran this far today, I can eat this. And so I have that mainly on my Instagram. And then on my website, in addition to my workouts, I post every week what my plan is. Do I always follow it? No, because life happens, and I do give myself that leeway. But I also have weekly meal prep. So on my Instagram, while you see I do indulge, love ice cream, love dessert, I also make myself meals for the week. On Sunday, I cook plenty of either chicken, tilapia, salmon, green beans, veggie, rice, and I prepackage it. I weigh it all out on Sunday, and a lot of people think that might be tedious, and it is. Sunday, it takes a long time, but the week is crazy. I wake up. I try to go for my run. I get ready for work. I go to the fridge. I already know what I'm eating. It's already prepackaged. I know how many calories are in it, and I go. And it all tastes delicious, and then I mix it up each week. And I eat so many times during the day, a lot of people feel like it's redundant, but it's not, because if you eat 6 times a day, by the time you get to the next day and you eat that meal again, well, that was like 7 meals ago now. So it really just
totally
helps out. And, yeah, when I plan my meals, that doesn't include my working out. So whatever I ran off calorie-wise, I'm like, all right, what can I go indulge in now? And that's how I really balance it out. So depending on what you're looking for, either Instagram for all the delicious foods, or you really are interested in training yourself or getting weekly meal prep ideas, that's where you can find on my website.
I love that. And this is exactly, I'm so excited that you agreed to come on the Balance Box Radio Show, because this is exactly what I wanted everyone to hear. I think people all the time, when they hear me talk about living aligned, they think, like I've heard people kind of sometimes say, like, oh, you probably don't eat that, Jessica, like French fries or something. I'm like, no, love that stuff. And but it's all in balance, it's all in moderation. And then it's also in the calculation of how much you're moving and how much you're really balancing at a line we call it fuel, activate, and replenish. And that's exactly what you're talking about, fueling yourself with the right meal plans, working it in with how you activate your body, and then replenishing yourself with that off day or whatever else might help you feel kind of that rest and relaxation that you need to keep going. So I'm so glad you're here to share it with everyone. And you guys all go and check out her website and Instagram page. Again, if you guys have any questions as you're listening in today, feel free to dial in, ask us questions, give us comments, 646-716-7979. And then, Vanessa, I know that you are an Align Bag user, so I'd love to hear a little bit about
me and my mother.
Yes, exactly, and your mom. So I'd love to hear some feedback from you guys and share with everyone how you have enjoyed the Align Bag for your balance and all your running that you guys do.
Okay. Well, the last marathon I ran was in Chicago, and you are an absolute doll for getting me this bag in time for Chicago because it's just a quick weekend trip. And a lot of times, especially with airlines now, trying to get into the overhead space, it gets, you know, that can be stressful in itself of, oh, my gosh, I'm group three. Is there going to be enough space? And when I go just for my races, I need travel, race day clothes, change of clothes. I don't need too much, but I need to take something. And so I love the Align Bag because the bottom part fits my work, my running shoes, my KT tape, my racing outfit, any equipment I need goes in that bottom. So God forbid my luggage gets lost or something, I know I have what I need for my race with me. And even in the day, I pack it before I go to work. If I'm working out later in the day, I unzip the bottom, I take my bag into work, and then when I'm done, I re-zip it, I go to the gym, and it's all together. So it's really, really convenient. I love it. It's durable, and it really helps, especially with my, like I said, my weekend races. I just pack it all there. And my mom now, when she goes on her weekend trips to wherever she goes, she sends me pictures saying, it all fits my bag. And she takes it, brings it on a plane, doesn't have to worry about carry-on or anything, and it works really well. I love it.
That's awesome. I'm so glad to hear. And for those of you listening, you can grab your Align Bag at alignbags.com. I know for me, it's also for travel, it becomes really, really effective. My fiance and I, we went to Portugal on a trip. And
I have it right here.
There we go. There it is. I think mine's over here somewhere too. Yeah, we went to Portugal, and I had packed an extra pair of clothes in my Align Bag, and our suitcases got locked for 5 days, but I had enough pairs of, you know, undergarments and everything in my Align Bag, so I was all right.
There you go. Yeah, no, it's great. I take it to work, too.
Always be prepared, right?
Yes.
Awesome. So, Vanessa, what motivates you? I mean, you talked a little bit about how running off what you eat and how much you love food is part of it. How do you even, like, you know, there's some days I wake up and I'm like, I know I ate really unhealthy last night, but I just can't wake up right now. So how do you just manage to just get out of bed and go for it?
Well, it always helps having someone to motivate you as well. So the main thing that does motivate me for running is, yes, food. Oh, I ate all that last night. I really should go. And, you know, with Instagram, I feel like Run It Off, I want it to be very inspirational, and I want it to be for those people who are like, I can't get up and do this right now. And so when I wake up and I have that, I'm like, I want to motivate someone who's feeling like this to get up and just go for the run. Getting to the gym or getting out there, getting your shoes on is the hardest step of working out. Because once you just get up and you start going through the motions, you'll rarely regret ever going for that workout or for that run. But then it's also just, you know, I feel better after I run, and I know that. So I want to be that motivation for someone else to be able to post my run, be like, hey, I got up, I did it, this is, you know, what I was able to do. And I've had some runs where they've just been really bad runs, but I did them. And that's kind of my inspiration to get up and go every day, is to hopefully motivate someone else to do the same when they're feeling like they just can't. And also my husband drags my butt to the gym a lot, so that too.
He's also very impressive with his health and wellness, so maybe he'll come on and be a guest another time.
There you go.
Yeah, I think it's so funny because I was a bar instructor, and we always talked about how your body feels different on different days, and you should listen to that. And so I think a lot of people think, okay, I'm supposed to run my sprint this far starting right now. And sometimes you just got to listen to your body and say, you know what, today I'm going to just take it one knot slower, but at least I'm out here, at least I'm doing it. And then, like, most of the time when I do that, by 5 minutes in, I'm feeling good again. And it's just kind of getting past that first threshold of your body being a little bit, just probably fatigued, but this is what actually is giving it the energy later in the day. Otherwise, you'll just be fatigued all day long.
Yeah, you got to get started before your body realizes what your brain realizes what your body is doing, and then it finds like, okay, yeah, this is what I want to do. So.
Exactly. I think, you know, they talk about a runner's high when you get to certain mileage, like you kind of stop thinking. I think there's almost two runner's highs. There's one where it's like you've been running for a while, but then there's one even earlier where it's like, it's almost like a runner's hello, where it's like, oh, yeah, I'm here, I'm doing this.
Absolutely, because there's sometimes when you start and your legs feel heavy, you just got to stop, stretch, and once you go again, you get that second wind of, okay, I do, you know, really enjoy this. And once you kind of find your rhythm and your cadence, you remember that this is just where you want to be right now.
Yeah, totally. So you talked a little bit about the meal prep that you do, and I'd love to find out a little bit more about that. So you prepare on Sunday for the whole week, and then how many meals are you eating a day? And do you have like a, because for me, I get an energy crash at like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, chocolate could be really good right now, but, you know, we want to keep ourselves going. And I do get those every now and then. What kinds of things do you eat throughout the day, and do you have a favorite snack go-to when you're starting to get that energy crash?
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, my meal preps, they're a bunch of small meals. I do try to keep them under about 400 calories, but several throughout the day. So I'll wake up and either go work out right away or do some egg whites, avocado, good protein. The avocado, it's good fat, so it actually lasts longer than if you, you know, you got up and had any carbs that you would burn off quicker, or even like sugary waffles. Love them, but you have to pair it with something that will actually last longer. So for my meal prep, I'll do that. That's usually my breakfast. I don't meal prep that. I do make that fresh every morning. But midday, I'll usually have either an apple or some almonds. Cheese always goes great with me. I love string cheese or the Babybel cheeses. I usually have a salad for lunch, and I put in, today's was Santa Fe, so I had chicken, I had a little bit of cheese, I had little wontons, and it was really good. I do look forward to it. I love that salad. Around 2, I just start to crash, and that's where I get my grapes. I love grapes, any form, fermented or not. Love grapes. And that I mix with some almonds also, because the almonds have the good fat that holds me over until dinner time, and the grapes are so sweet. They give you that little sugar that you're kind of looking for, and it's nice because when I'm between patients and I need something, I just can grab a few almonds or grab a few grapes, and it's not opening a full meal, trying to bite into everything. Strawberries are great too, but those seeds always get stuck in my teeth, and patients are like, oh, you got something. I'm like, well, this is embarrassing. Your eyes are great. But, you know, that's kind of my go-to. You can always catch me nibbling on grapes. Love them. And so that's kind of what I do. And then dinner, it's always about 4 ounces of a protein. This week it is chicken. I do 3 ounces of some type of carb. I made 2 potatoes this week and green beans. And all that, you know, you see the portions and you're like, this isn't a lot of food until you eat it and you give yourself about 5-10 minutes to realize that you just ate. Because that's how long it takes for our brain to realize we're full. And, you know, it holds you over. And then at night, peanut butter. Peanut butter all the way. Extra crunchy peanut butter. Always great to have. That kind of holds me over. That's my treat at night, unless it's pizza and nachos or something else we're eating. But on a regular night, you can always catch us with a tablespoon of peanut butter before we go to bed.
You go straight with the spoonful?
Oh, straight with the spoonful. Yep. And just, you know, a little treat. Some of us may sneak some Nutella on that as well, which is also very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta try that mix. But
my
fiance, that'd probably be the 2 o'clock would be great. Which sauce?
Chocolate sauce. He'll take just a scoop of peanut butter and then do a little chocolate sauce.
Exactly. Just like enough sweetness to get you by. The peanut butter is, you know, good. And that fat keeps you full throughout the night, so you're not waking up hungry, you know, binging on a midnight snack. So it's really good.
Awesome. Cool. And for anyone who might have just jumped on a little later, Vanessa, where can they find those meal prep plans?
So you can find the meal prep on my website, riotofflife.com, and there is a tab with weekly meal prep. You click it, you can see the image of the actual food that I am eating that week, and I have the ingredients, the calories, and the macros, so how many carbs, how many proteins, and how many fats are in each group.
Awesome. That's great. So now I know you've done some pretty epic marathons. I mean, how many do you run a year?
A year I've done about, it's 3 to 4. It takes me about 3 months to train for a marathon. I do try to take a few weeks off, but when I don't have a plan to run, I'm kind of like, hey, what do I do now? So I've done 6 total. So it's about 3 a year.
And which one has been your favorite and why?
Well, before, I would have easily said New York because you get to run through all 5 boroughs. I had in school friends who lived in all boroughs, so I was just looking for them the whole time. And that made me completely forget I was even running because I was just looking at all the people cheering and all the signs, which are hilarious. If you ever have a chance to go to a marathon, please make a sign. Make it as funny as you can. Just hold it up. That's what we runners look at, and there are some really, really good ones. And so New York was by far my favorite one, except this last January I did run the Walt Disney Marathon, and that was in Disney World in Florida. It was my husband's first marathon, so that was a lot of fun, and they had characters throughout the entire race. I'm very competitive when I run. It's all about time. This one, I didn't care. I just enjoyed it. You got to run through Epcot, you got to run through Disney World, you got to run through the Animal Kingdom, you ran through Hollywood Studios, so you actually ran through all the different parks. And at every spot, they had characters stopping. So I even stopped in the middle of a race, me competitive, I stopped to take a picture with Mickey and Minnie because I had to.
Oh my.
And
so worth
it. That one was pretty awesome. Yeah, that one doesn't count for time. That was just fun. So that would probably have to be my favorite one now.
That's so cool. I remember seeing photos of that, and it just looked like the most epic experience ever. And you did it with your whole family, right?
My whole family, my brother, my mom, my dad, and my husband. We actually did what's called the Dopey Challenge. So for Disney World, we went out there for the week, and on Thursday, you run a 5K. On Friday, you do a 10K. On Saturday, you run a half marathon, and then on Sunday, you run the marathon, and that's called the Dopey Challenge. So my whole family did that. We dressed up for the shorter races, which was a lot of fun to do. And then for the longer ones, we dressed up also. And that was really, really cool.
That's amazing. I think so many people are listening and probably like, holy moly, I think I would die. So we talked about small goal setting earlier, and obviously you and your family have been training for quite a while. But how did you handle your sore muscles? I'm sure you still had some soreness.
Yeah, definitely soreness. Stretching is key before the race, after the race. For me, anything in the double digits of racing or even training, ice bath. Ice bath has saved me immensely. I foam roll. I currently have an awesome tool called the Stinger by Recoup Fitness, and it's a roller and ice in one. And so it's a little silver ball. You freeze it for 2 hours. It stays cold for like 6 hours. And you can hold on to it, and I roll my muscles with that. And it's helped on shin splints, heel pain, IT band issues. And so that's, you know, really what helped me kind of not get sore, but mainly just the stretching, plenty of fluid, and magnesium, actually. Magnesium really helps your muscles recoup and recover and not cramp.
Oh, that's great to know. I think after the show, you should post some of those resources because that muscle roller thing sounds, I think, like a lot of people could use it.
Well, someone just happened to deliver me. I have it freezing right now. So, yeah, this
ready
is what it is. It's really great. This little ball, you can kind of tell it's already frozen right now.
Yeah,
but
totally.
It just rolls. And then you
that's
can hold
great.
On to it and your hand doesn't get cold. So this is my new obsession. Even on days that I don't run, I will roll out. With this, you can
use it for anything, and it gets borrowed sometimes, but I'll definitely post about that. It's great. You can actually find out more information about that on my Instagram. If anyone's interested in it, I would definitely recommend that.
That's awesome. It's like the new type of foam rolling. I love it.
It is, yeah, with ice in one, so works for me.
Yeah, you know what? That's what, like, a line is all about, is integrating things together. So the line bag was really,
yeah.
I designed it because I hated carrying more than one bag when I needed to work out and go to work. And so this is, like, perfect. It's totally along the, you know, mixed ice and foam roller. The more efficient, the better. When we're so busy, that's what we need, more and
exactly.
like that. All right, so we're coming to the end here. So if anyone does have any questions, if they're on Facebook Live, feel free to just add a comment. We'll see that come in. And then if you're listening through the radio show, the number to dial in is 646-716-7979. And if you're coming in a little bit late, we will have a replay up on www.alignbags.com. So stay tuned for that if you're just coming in now. And as we finish up, Vanessa, we're going to do a little bit of rapid fire of what's your favorite book, favorite movie, and favorite quote to end everyone out with.
Okay. Well, my favorite book, and I will have to edit the title a little bit, is Why Men Marry Biatches. So it's by Sherry Agro, I believe, and basically, a biatch is just a confident woman who knows her worth, knows what her value is, her goals, and isn't going to let anyone judge her or tell her differently. I read that one back in high school now, and I still refer to it. She has some great, like, rules in there, and it's, like, you know, all about respecting yourself, respecting other people, but also giving yourself the respect you deserve. So that one was pretty good. Favorite movie, Divergent. If anyone hasn't seen that, Shailene Woodley, awesome in it. And have you seen that one?
No. What's that one about?
The Divergent series, the last one just came out last year. It is a 3-movie series. So I was so obsessed with the first one that I went back and read all the books. And it's really just about a girl who doesn't know where she belongs but fights for what she wants and just becomes basically a badass. And Theo James is in it too, and he's really good looking, so... That's my favorite movie. Yes. Eye candy doesn't hurt. And my favorite quote, and if I have any friends from high school listening in right now, they're going to laugh at me, but just because you're on a diet does not mean you can't look at the menu, which applies to all aspects of life. No matter if you're training, if, you know, think you're on a diet because you can't eat something, so, you know, take a look around. Life isn't about restricting yourself. It's about doing what's right for you. And, you know, you might not be able to do something right now because your circumstances don't allow it. But, again, what's that long-term goal? What are your little goals? And really just making sure that you see the end goal in sight, but you also allow yourself little rewards along the way, because no one can just train for the marathon at the end. You have to have week by week, where do you want to get to? What are you going to do? And, you know, stick to your diet. But still, you know, look around different options because you never know. That might be your goal next time. And now that you have the experience, you can achieve those goals.
That's awesome. I know. It's all about, I think, celebrating the mini wins along the way, however that is for you. I know for you it's a lot with food. Other people might be time
yep.
reading a book. You know, whatever it is for people, take that time for yourself. And that's what's going to turn you into those, you know, bomb-ass girls or, you know, whatever it is in the movie Divergent, in that the biatches, everything like that. It starts with celebrating the small wins and being confident in yourself, and then you'll be so much better off for everyone else. So that's like a perfect quote to end the show. So thank you so much, Vanessa, for joining in today. I know
you had such a big day,
so I appreciate it so much. And for all of those listening in, go ahead and follow Vanessa on Instagram. I'll let you say it one more time, Vanessa.
Sure. It's Run It Off on Instagram, run.it.off.
Perfect.
So, and then my website, runitofflife.com.
Awesome. And, again, the replay will be up for everyone on the Facebook Living Align page and also on www.alignbags.com. And we can't wait to see you next time. And thanks again, Vanessa. We will catch it in the comments for anyone who leaves them.
All right.
Perfect. All right. Bye-bye, everyone.
All right. See you later.